Welcome to Truth Matters Church, a ministry devoted to the expository study of Scripture. Visit us at truthmatterschurch.org. This week's devotional is titled Pressing On for His Glory. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. The glory and the mystery of God's Word is that it's how the Lord speaks to us. While we may passively read about those who have received visions or even a visit from the Father himself in the form of a burning bush, the majority of us hear from the Lord through the Bible. This is why it's so important for us to read and to study it. I find that when I'm praying about something, the Holy Spirit usually answers with a verse or maybe a passage. So I encourage you to make time for God's Word every day, even if you really don't feel like it. The past few weeks have been particularly challenging for me. If you've dealt with lingering physical pain, you know how truly exhausting that can be. Add in some additional life stresses, and by early evening you feel like a burnt piece of toast. If there are two types of responses to situations like this, fight or flight, I land in the latter. Not just because I love airplanes, but because I don't like to fight or struggle against difficult things. I look for the easiest escape from a situation that I don't like. Maybe I'm just lazy. But either way, today's passage was quite encouraging for me personally, and it again shows how the Lord speaks to us through His written word. If you recall where we left off in Philippians 1, verses 21 to 24, Paul had just shared his personal struggle and that he wanted badly to depart and to be with Christ. But he knew it was better for the believers in Philippi if he remained on in the flesh for their sake. Remember, Paul was locked in prison when he wrote this letter. You think we've got it bad? Well, Paul had it much worse. He then wrote, "Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that your proud confidence in me may abound in Christ Jesus through my coming to you again." That's Philippians 1, verses 25 to 26 in the NASB. The ESV renders verse 26 as, "So that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again." I tend to prefer this wording because Paul's intention really comes across more clearly in our modern English. Here we see the heart of a true minister of God, as Paul set aside his own desires and well-being for the sake of this little church in Philippi. I say little because in this era, churches met in houses. Christians didn't have the synagogues like the Jews, and they certainly did not have megachurches with their own zip codes. These groups of believers were intimate and vulnerable, just like newborn children, so Paul understood that they still needed him to shepherd them in their walk. His concern for their spiritual well-being was sincere, and it's what drove him to press on in his trial for their progress and joy in the faith. Paul also saw a light at the end of his tunnel. Even while imprisoned, he had confidence that God kept him alive so that he would eventually be released and continue ministering in person. As we've seen before, Paul does not question God's reasoning, but he lived in expectancy and hope, which translates to joy, even in the worst situations. I found this passage oddly comforting this morning. As one who tends to want to flee from difficult situations, and in Paul's case, that may have meant praying for death. Think about that for a second. Paul's words are a reminder that God has us right here for a reason. In ministry, this means we are to be here to love and to serve others so that they may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus. We are reminded that our purpose here is not for our own blessing or honor or glory or riches, but for God's and the benefit of those He has placed in our path to care for. Knowing this, we are emboldened to push forward and to minister where God has set us. And once again, we see how God's Word reminds us that we must always seek God's will. We must rely on God's will. We must obey God's will. We must love and cherish God's will. And in doing so, joy, encouragement, and the proverbial light in the tunnel are all granted to us by the Lord. May the grace, peace, and love of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you today. Again, thank you for listening, and do visit us at truthmatterschurch.org.